rest or a second long has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and Nancy Levan is here as well, and it continues to be the 13th of April, 2013. And Roger Mundy, we're going to be bringing him up after the break. But first, I want to cover just a couple of things here that have been on my radar for a little bit of time. The first one is from the Jerusalem Post. Actually, it was a Reuters article carried by the Jerusalem Post from earlier this month, a couple of weeks ago. Muslim Brotherhood, Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood linked to an alleged plot to topple the United Arab Emirates government. They say, Dubai police chief charges that Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood linked to an alleged plot to topple the UAE government. They say Sunni Muslim-ruled Gulf Arab states are often wary of subversion from the powerful Shiite neighbor Iran, but Dubai's veteran police chief reserves most of his wrath for the dictators of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's important because we were talking earlier about some of the dirty relationships that take place. Flashing back to January of this year, January 22nd, Egypt to receive F-16s. The State Department refuses to delay delivery to Muslim Brotherhood-run Egypt. They say the State Department has refused to cancel or delay the delivery of several American-made F-16 fighter jets to Egypt, claiming that the arms deal serves America's, quote, regional security interests, unquote, according to an official State Department document obtained by the Free Beacon. The news that the Obama administration would uphold an aid package to Egypt that included the military hardware prompted concern on Capitol Hill from lawmakers who said the deal was not prudent given the political situation in Egypt, where Muslim Brotherhood-backed President Mohamed Morsi has clashed with Democratic protesters. So here you have, again, an example, ladies and gentlemen, of instability being promoted. You know, the Muslim Brotherhood, oh, they're a terrorist group. Oh, but wait a minute, we're friendly enough with them to give them military weaponry, military jets. You see how the game is played? And these are the people that are your sons and daughters are going to be fighting in future wars. You can bet. All right, let's take the break. After the break, we'll bring up Roger Mundy and we'll turn a corner. Stay with us as Govern America continues here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, Vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit.
Govern America, Darren Weeks, Nancy Levant, and we welcome Roger Mundy this hour. Roger is the former director of the Kansas 10th Amendment Society, and I say former because you don't let the imitations fool you, ladies and gentlemen. The groups that are there are not affiliated anymore with the original Kansas 10th Amendment Society, but Roger has spent years doing grassroots activism and and really lobbying and instructing the state legislators in Kansas to do the right thing by the people. And he's joining us again this hour as he visits with us periodically. And Roger, welcome back.
Thanks, Darren. Good, good to be here. You know, what's amazing. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to... No, go ahead,
go ahead,
please.
Okay, well, I was just following the incredible guests you have, like Ellen. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how many things it triggers in my mind. How it relates to what I'm studying now, how it relates to what happened before.
Okay.
When she mentioned the Bank of North Dakota and her effort to spread the concept around based upon that model,
mm-hmm.
I remembered that bank was spearheaded. The formation of that bank was spearheaded by a group called the Committee to Restore the Constitution.
Okay.
Archibald
Roberts, right?
Yeah, Archibald Roberts.
Okay.
And I remember corresponding with him about our efforts in Kansas, and I have then I corresponded him again with pointed out the only thing that was missing from his overall thing was instruction, and from that time on he began to incorporate it in everything he was doing.
You know, that really does bring up another point that I have. You know, the difference between, you know, a lot of people talk about the phonies in our movement. A lot of people talk about who's who in the zoo and tries to determine who's legit and who's not. And I think one of the signs that an individual is really sincere and really trying to do the right thing by our country is when you point out something like that, they're willing to at least look at what you have to say, and if they feel that it's a viable point, that they're willing to change their, I hate to use the word storyline, but they're willing to change their arguments and adapt to the new revelation that you bring to them. You know, and in this case, you pointed it out to Archibald Roberts. He saw that what you were saying made sense, and he adopted it.
Yes. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing, and you get to share. It's actually a joy whenever you uncover any new, overlooked, or obvious but never known principle. And, you know, it's when she was talking about the Bank of International Settlements and IMF, mm-hmm. World Bank,
right.
All of that brought to mind, according to a current study I'm doing about the empire. And,
mm-hmm.
It's amazing how these things, once you get involved and immersed in these studies, you begin to see all kinds of interlinkages clear back to the beginning of history. And it's just amazing. The view you get is amazing. So
now, when you say the empire, what do you mean exactly?
Well, what I say, I call it the empire because it doesn't have a formal name at this point in history, but empires always do similar things throughout time. All an empire is the ultimate ambition of the monopolist, and their target is to monopolize all of the three fundamental powers of on the earth, and that is, first and foremost, the power of belief, and secondary, the power of the sword or force, and then third is the purse or money.
Yeah,
and
like
so,
we were talking about last hour.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind
exactly
of interesting.
Right.
We're talking about many of those powers throughout the whole show. You know, the sword, we covered that quite extensively in the first hour, and the purse, the second. You know, so you're right. I mean, these are very important areas, and monopolists really is a good word for it, because what they're you know, Roger, it dawns on me that they have taken off the mask. They're no longer pretending anymore. You know, mm-hmm. Biden just came out the other day and admitted that what they wanted to try to build is a new world order. I mean, he used that phrase. Others have certainly, he's not the first to come out and say that. Kissinger has said it. You know, George Herbert Walker Bush, you know, They've taken off the mask. The facade has fallen. They're starting to show the people exactly what this thing is all about. Mm-hmm. And when they come out and say that they're going to raid people's deposit accounts, I mean, you know, what's left here? You know?
Yeah.
What is it going to take for people to wake up?
Oh, yeah, that's a really good question. I think with anybody that tells themselves they're going to stop with deposits is deluding himself, because everything in the world is securitized or is mortgaged, including your newborns and you. And so what this is a in legal parlance, what you do is you make a claim, and then you perfect the claim, and then it's confirmed. Okay, it's a three-step thing. Well, the claim under the empire, an empire will come in and claim something, and the perfection of the claim is, once again, here's the claim, is this founding belief, and the perfection of the claim under empires is the conquest, or the sword, or that you, basically, it's de facto, you've perfected your claim, you now possess it. And like every empire is based upon the shed blood of the innocent. Only one in history is ever based upon the shed blood of the innocent conqueror himself, and that's Christ. Well, then you confirm the claim. Basically, it's through the court. And so, notably, you know, I've been doing a study on the Declaration of Independence,
uh-huh.
And how it relates to the empire, as I call it. And it's rather it's very amazing sort of study. But I was doing that mainly because, not mainly because, but I end up doing it in relation to this push for expatriation,
yeah.
where we see, for example, it's been proven in that piece called the Restore America Plan's a trap, you know,
right.
Or the trap on your side and my only entry, and which
a
demonstrates.
Very well done piece.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it demonstrates that expatriation is a dialectic. In that case, it was without a doubt a dialectic that's based upon, like you lead your shows, the crisis of the Republic, right? Well, and what did Rahm Emanuel say? Never let a good crisis
go to waste.
So we have a crisis in the Republic, and then we have appearance of all kinds of different ways to expatriate. And one that I studied was that Restore America.
Let's be clear for those listeners that don't know what we're talking about here. When you talk about expatriation, a lot of the legal people like to focus on ways that we can get out of the system.
Yeah.
And they talk about, you know, different legal maneuvers, I guess you could jump through, to say, you know, we can do it this way or that way. Your contention is that expatriation really is, it's kind of like the analogy out of the frying pan into the fire, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, let's pick it up there, Roger. We're already up to the break, and I think that's a good holding point. Folks, we're visiting with Roger Mundy. As I said, he headed the Kansas 10th Amendment Society, and he's been doing a lot of research and information, and he's got some good things to share with you after the break. Stay with us. Governed American continues here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant and Roger Mundy this hour as we continue on here. Roger, you were just talking, getting into expatriation and the ensnarement or entrapment where people think they're getting free and maybe they're not quite so correct on that, huh?
Yeah, well, what it is, you know, it is a legal process, and I don't say it should not be done or should be done, but if one does that, one needs to know what new standing they're going to have, okay? And so what I'm contending here is that expatriation removes you from one legal standing to another legal standing, and that most simply believe that the legal standing they're going to arrive in is freedom. Now, this is the victims of the trap fell to that illusion, to that dialectic.
Yeah.
And it was, and it's always a dialectic of stay in or get out. And which I may add is never the way to overcome. That's above it. Okay? So when you leave the citizenship of the United States, you're leaving the citizenship of the District of Columbia, and I say it's a district of the City of London, and but Columbia addresses Columbus, who was the person who made the claims for the empire a long time ago, and then they perfected the claims by shedding the blood of the innocents of millions of Native Americans. Well, say you leave, you know, expatriation has always existed, and you could expatriate from the U.S. of A., and that's the citizenship in the States, and end up somewhere. And what I'm saying here is that where you, where all paths built by powers that be lead to that you take to go to expatriation, they put you end up the exit door, the exit sign. Outside of that exit sign, you step through that door, you are exactly where they want you to go. If you go through, they haven't overlooked this thing. They spend all of their time in their legal tricks. So,
okay, let me jump in here because I think I have a perfect example of what you're talking about. And there's a fella out there, and I won't give his name, but he is investigating war crimes in Canada. Okay, mm-hmm. And the crimes against the Indians there, and I followed him for a while because I had some people suggest that I should have him on, and I was actually going to have him on until I found out what his solution was.
Yeah.
And his solution was to take them before the International Tribunal.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, well, here we go. You know, I mean, there are crimes that have been committed, and certainly that is wrong, and certainly that is not something that should have happened. But then to turn around and use a world body, a world court,
yep.
to as your solution to a domestic problem does nothing but undermine, and here we go with the word again, sovereignty of that country, in this case Canada. You know, to whatever degree Canada has sovereignty, I don't know. You know, there's a whole entanglement there with the Queen, I think, but...
Yeah, well, you've got sub-sovereigns and sub-sovereigns and sub-sovereigns, and they all trace back to the claim made long ago in ancient Rome of being the sovereign over the entire earth. And I contend that sovereignty doesn't exist on earth. It happens to be a name for the throne of God himself. Mm-hmm. Because who else could have supreme, absolute, uncontrollable, unaccountable power? Only he. So,
right.
What this is, in this case of the Indians in Canada, it's like what Lenin said, you know, one step backward, two forward. So when anybody expatriates or finds relief before the world court, they can get some relief. It's the one step backward. The two forward is then to take you into a further tyranny, which is global government. And what I contend here that all of the normal exits signs where you end up on the outside of that exit signs going through their procedures, you have just reneged or repudiated your citizenship under a sub-sovereign and have basically acknowledged your citizenship directly under the global government.
Yeah, and I don't want to leave people with no hope either, Roger. So as time progresses, I just want to let the listeners know you do have directions for solutions, alternatives to do, you know, so we're going to get to that here as time progresses. Bottom of the hour break, we'll continue with Roger Mundy in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. And click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Sigh. Just be like that sometimes, you know?
Had the same face staring back at me, and he said, what's it gonna be today? Then I said, well, maybe we can do something cool, like fall in love with an actress or a female vocalist, and then she could sing to me all day and night about how life is. And we could end each conversation with a kiss. Sounds kind of cool, but in reality it's just you and me sitting here with the same old problems and the same old poverty. But I can't let it get me down. No, I can't let it wear me out, yeah. Cause it just be like that sometimes. I ought to know, cause it just be like that sometimes. You know,
all right, we're back. This is Govern America, Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant and Roger Mundy here with you as the afternoon wears on and continues to go. And by the way, I haven't really given out the phone number in this broadcast at all because we've just had so much going on. So if you'd like to call in, you're welcome to do so. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you'd like to join the discussion. But in the meantime, Roger, you were just talking about expatriation, and this is something that is important because a lot of people in the patriot community are talking about expatriation and getting out of the system, and I think that that's You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with getting out of the system to whatever degree an individual can, but we do have to be mindful of our status. We have to be mindful of our standing, I guess is the word. And standing
well,
is very important.
Yes. Go ahead. Standing yes, it is.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, yeah, in or out of the system, if you leave the empire, if you leave the a subdivision of the empire, through their procedures, well, what you've done basically is recognize the legitimacy of their authority over what you've left, and some of the effects of expatriation is it tends to atomize the movement of people.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, it's basically every man for himself. And when we need to be united in strength, maybe now more than ever. So it atomizes the movement. It focuses upon self. And the question is, how conscionable is it? And I'm not condemning it, but I am just stressing that you should know where you're going to end up at the end of this process. And I say that it's based upon something that's very seldom observed about this Declaration of Independence. And it is that... first of all, the Declaration of Independence is, in my experience, the most masterful piece of rhetoric that is around. It's just amazing, and rhetoric is that science of logic that perfected the art of making a weaker argument appear to be the stronger argument over the stronger argument, okay? It makes the stronger look weaker and the weaker look stronger. Well, an aspect that everybody talks about the Declaration of Independence is it's a very important aspect of the reflecting upon the laws of this country against what is perceived to be the principles in that thing. But all that is the internal aspect of the Declaration of Independence, and I find it kind of ironic that the court calls it the first organic law, when in fact it is a masterful piece of art, and art is the basis for the term artificial. But anyway, it's a secondary aspect.
Because I can hear people, you know, thinking to themselves, what is he saying exactly about the Declaration? And what does this really say about the Founding Fathers? You're not really calling into question the integrity of the Founders, are you?
No, I believe the motives of the Founders varied from one to another. Even though the vast majority in the Declaration of Independence effort were Masons, but I think we have to remember something about Masons. We've got Masons are workmen. They're employed, and they're given temporary lodging until the job's done. Okay? Now, Masons are not the architects, and Masons are not the supervisors above them. And so we have this interesting system of all these university-educated Masons and in amongst the Founders. And when we look at universities, we see you graduate up, like on the Masonic Pyramid, with a mortarboard on the top of your head. Well, what you are is a brick tender. The mortar board carries the mortar to the Masons, and then the Masons build the edifice, and in this case I say it's the Temple of Solomon, okay? And this is all very occultic stuff. But,
yeah.
But what the Founders were very facilitated people. They are very, very knowledgeable about many things, but they went through the conditioning processes of the universities too. And so, I mean, I even observe in the genius, James Madison, who was adamantly opposed to instruction. But it's because he was schooled under the Scottish School of Enlightenment, who was the main star of that, founding star of that was David Hume, who condemned instruction, but he was a monarchical apologist, where he said if instructions ever became believed in, then every republic in every monarchy in Europe would fall, and it would all be a pure republic. And I thought to myself, wouldn't that be terrible? But but Madison believed in, and David Hume wrote a book called The Perfect Commonwealth. Well, you have this young, brilliant, multi-languaged, highly educated, motivated, dedicated, patriotic Madison, who was facilitated in his thinking into this belief. But then later on, not so much later on, when he saw his more perfect union beginning to fall apart under John Adams, where John Adams and the Trading with the Enemy Act had locked up even representatives in Congress and publishers of newspapers, joined forces with the populist deist Thomas Jefferson, and one wrote the Kentucky Resolution and the other Virginia Resolution, and both of those were instructions to how their state senators would vote. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we have amongst the founders are a bunch of facilitated people who were brilliant, and not unlike the majority of the listeners here, too, as we're all facilitated to a certain degree.
Yeah, and that's very true.
Yeah, so motive is something that God judges, okay,
yeah,
in the heart of hearts.
Now, well, what we're dealing with here is really mind control, and what you've demonstrated here is that mind control is probably the oldest profession in the book. You know, when you say that even people way back then, you know, in the 1700s and even really before that, were mind-controlled or essentially facilitated. I mean, facilitation, that is a process of mind control.
It's absolutely true, and even if you go to what is traditionally called the oldest profession, which is prostitution,
mm-hmm,
how does a prostitute get her John? She presents herself under the illusion that if he has sex with her, it will be bliss instead of syphilis. You know what I mean? So she first controls his mind.
That's quite an analogy there,
Roger. Yes, it is that. And it goes through the same process. That's power number one, the power of belief. And then the at the bottom is the exchange, okay? Is the exchange of goods for services or whatever. And anyway, I don't know why I went there. I just do that kind of thing. But
that's okay.
You know, and what I'm saying here is the Declaration of Independence, in its primary argument, which is not emphasized by people, is that it was first and foremost a declaration of dependence upon the empire.
Okay, and here's where I want to jump in, because there are people, you know, and I've thought this myself from time to time, that theorize, you know, just like we were just talking with Ellen Brown last hour, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, you know, she asked the question something to the effect of, why do we have the FDIC joining with the Bank of England, determining, you know, issuing joint papers of policy, monetary policy. And then we have the whole LIBOR scandal, which is the London banking system setting interest rates for our banks. You know, our banks are using the LIBOR, and, you know, I don't pretend to know a lot about all that. But, you know, it's very interesting that we have this entanglement, okay? And some people actually think, you know, theorize that, you know, maybe we've never really broke away from England. Maybe that was kind of a ruse, a deception. Is that kind of what you're getting at here?
Well, you see, what's it mean? Breaking away from England, yes, there was a breaking away from England, but all the Declaration of Independence ever claimed was political independence from England. And like Ellen said in the last thing, that was just a they didn't mind a politically independent Australia, but they didn't want them to escape the monetary power. Okay, so this very similar thing can be noted in the Declaration of Independence. It is right openly stated. It is to establish political independence from England, and but says nothing directly about economic independence and the great power, the power of belief. It was portrayed in such a way that is most pleasing to the empire, because and that is that you can plug in your own God to the Declaration of Independence, and that will color how you view all of the following terms, okay? And this is very pleasing to empire, because empire created international law in order to find a way to rule all these different people with all these different gods and all these different beliefs about what was true and just. And if they didn't find a way to create a law, a set of laws, that would placate these people, or they could even plug in their own God into and see some justice in this Roman rule according to what they believed the natural law was, then what you would experience is rebellions all the time. And especially on the outskirts of the empire, you know, when you what you end up with, the more successful the empire, the more vast its extent, the more costly it is to go all the way over there and fund the whole thing and put down all these rebellions. Meanwhile, your political support at home is eroding. So it's way better to get a kind of empire in place where the people voluntarily, by their consent, become happy citizens under the empire. Okay, so it's international law has always been brutally practical, and we see an evolution of it from old times. But what we do note, some of the interesting things about it, is that when a Greek philosopher came to Rome about 248 BC and spent one day debating one side of an issue and convinced everybody that he was correct, he spent the next day debating the other side of the issue and convinced everybody that it was right, and they all walked away with powerful cognitive dissonance. Well, it's noted in a book I've read here about how this raised very great interest amongst the lawyers of the Roman Empire.
Well, here we come back to the subject of mind control, which is what we were talking about a little bit ago.
Absolutely right.
And now, so, the average person, I could see, you know, them asking, you know, well, if this empire, I mean, it almost sounds like you're saying that the empire is really inescapable.
And no, it's not inescapable.
How would we escape it then if a proclamation of your own, how do you put it, you know, your legal efforts to escape the empire are futile, How do we escape it?
Well, ultimately, it is impossible to escape an empire. But what you need to declare, your declaration of dependence, needs to be upon the empire of Christ.
Mm.
This is the most empowering thing in all of time. Recognize who really is King of Kings. So he will empower you with that confession, with that declaration of dependence. Because liberty is...
That's right, Roger, because that declaration gives you independence from the worldly...
system.
The worldly god of this empire.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what,
we've got
to take a break here. And when we come back, we'll wrap this thing up here. It's amazing how fast the time goes. Stay with us, folks. Final segment of Govern America. Roger Mundy, Nancy Levant, and myself, Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a moment here on RBN.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
All right, we're back in the home stretch of the broadcast here with Roger Mundy. And Roger, you know, you had mentioned before we were talking, you know, about the Constitution being a free trade document. And I thought that was pretty interesting, you know, because we have a multiple free trade agreements going on right now around the world, which accomplish what? They lower the barriers, I guess, the borders. Basically, they drop the borders.
Yeah, they obliterate the borders.
And they, you know, and, yeah. And we know that the Constitution came into being. You know, there are things about it that I don't like. I don't like attacking the Constitution because, quite honestly, we need it to stay in place. We have calls right now to eliminate it or at least to open up a constitutional convention, which we've talked about ad nauseum on this broadcast. It would be a very dangerous and detrimental direction to go. We're stuck with it. In my view, it's not as good as the original Articles of Confederation. But yet, this is the best we could hope for, in my opinion. And it's not just my opinion. There have been a number of Supreme Court justices and other experts who have also said that it's dangerous to tamper with the Constitution.
Yes.
That being said, it did centralize the power of the federal government.
Yes.
And it did take away a lot of the rights of the states. And this is very problematic, is it not?
Well, you have to look through the whole history of it, and it is very problematic. One thing does remain, and I say it's by divine providence, and that is the one provision that some of those who attended, like the, I think his name was Yates, he was, he recorded some of the things that went on in that Philadelphia convention in a book called Secret Proceedings and Debates of the Constitutional Convention, 1787. And he noted that there was only one provision that was federal at all, and that was the power of the states to instruct their U.S. senators. And I think this may have been, this is a divine providence whereby the states can actually take power over half of the Congress and actually paralyze that Congress if they need to by asserting this one power. And it's so fundamental, it's as fundamental as a republic is.
Roger, I have to say, the entire time I have been listening to you, what keeps going over and over in my mind is, no matter which empire, no matter who is the president of whatever organization or whatever central banking system, no matter who it is, no matter what period of time it is, what they are ultimately after is our belief in them.
Oh, yeah.
Their ways. What they want. They want our beliefs. And it is why they come off as experts. It is why they keep manipulating the crises. And ultimately, you're right. Our belief system belongs to Christ.
Yep.
And
well,
we are free in that.
We're just about out of time, Nancy and Roger. I appreciate you being with us once again, and we'll do it again. It's just been an amazing show. It's gone by way too quickly. But, folks, join us again next week as we'll – and by the way, Roger's email address is roger@governamerica.com. That's roger@governamerica.com.
Yay.
And pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it, folks, and we'll talk to you again here next week. Join us then. Bye-bye.
Up on the stage, here I go, playing the star again, there I go, turn the page.
With